This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's kind of sad when you have to chuck a good pair of jeans, isn't it? All broken in, stretched out in just the right places, but too beat up to be presentable, so into the trash they go. Now, a favorite pair of jeans made from trash? That's a whole nother thing. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports now on some plans that Levi has to turn recycled bottles into denim.
How many bottles does it take to make a pair of jeans?
We're using 8, to be exact.
James Curley is the president of the Levi's brand. Now, 8 bottles on their own would make an obscenely small pair of jeans. Maybe more like Daisy Dukes, or obscene Daisy Dukes. But not to fret. The plastic makes up only about 20% of a pair. The rest is cotton. Cotton with a greeny-browny tint, if you're into that.
You can see really interesting colors coming out that otherwise wouldn't come out in blue jeans.
The bottles will also boost Levi's own green tinge.
This is not new news, but what it is new news in this industry.
Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst at the NPD Group.
It gets you and I talking about it, gets the consumer talking about it, and more importantly, it gets the brand to have a positive view by the consumer.
The only potential downside Cohen sees in bottled jeans?
If they weren't able to really soften it up enough to be able to sit there and have it not scratch an itch.
But Levi's President Curley assures me that's not a problem. And he says the new denim can be worn and washed, or not washed, just like any other pair of jeans. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.